From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Four U.S. Marines were killed, two other servicemen wounded Thursday. It happened in shootings at two military facilities in the southern U.S. city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. The gunman was killed. The attacks occurring at a Marine Corps recruiting station and a Navy operational support center. More now from VOA's Carla Babb.
Law enforcement sources say the shooter was 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. An FBI source tells VOA that he was Kuwaiti and was a naturalized U.S. citizen. Colonel Warren said the shooter selected military centers with lighter security.
We have our recruiting centers set up in places easily accessible to the public, for example, you know, a strip mall.
He said the military has made no adjustment to nationwide force protection levels at this time, but was working with law enforcement agencies to determine if any adjustments are needed. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
President Obama promised an investigation into the attack that would be thorough and prompt. Twin blast rocked a market in northeastern Nigerian town of Gombe, killing at least 50. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attacks. It targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The blasts resembled attacks carried out by Boko Haram. Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police checkpoint near the Saudi capital, Riyadh. Militants control large portions of Iraq and Syria and have been trying to expand its presence in Saudi Arabia. Sunni extremist group claims two May suicide bombings that killed 25 at Saudi Arabian Shiite mosque. This is VOA News. There was a little headway Thursday in easing Saudi and Israeli fears about the historic international agreement aimed at keeping Iran from building a nuclear weapon. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with his counterpart, Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, whose government is alarmed about the deal with regional rival Iran.
We all look forward to an agreement that prevents Iran from acquiring a nuclear capability, that has a robust and continuous inspections regime.
In Jerusalem, British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said he understands Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's concerns about the accord. He admitted that Iran's regional conduct is, in his words, something that will have to be dealt with in the months and years to come. Greece won new financial lifelines from its European neighbors that will allow it to reopen its banks on Monday. Eurozone finance chiefs agreed to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts and open talks on a new $94 billion bailout. Eurogroup President Joran Dijsselbloem.
It's a good deal because it's a credible deal. It will bring the Greek economy back on track. It will sort out some of the deep problems in Greek society and economy and also in the public sector of Greece. And it's credible also for the other people of the Eurozone, those who have to fund the loans.
European Central Bank also increased the cap on its emergency funding for Greek banks by $978 million. Mourners for the victims of last year's downed Malaysia Airlines flight are gathered in Ukraine, marking the first anniversary of that crash that killed 298. Ukraine blames pro-Russia rebels for shooting down the plane, while Moscow said the rebels deny responsibility and they blame Ukrainian forces. Jurors in the U.S. state of Colorado have found James Holmes guilty of murder in the attack on a suburban Denver movie theater 3 years ago that left 12 dead, 70 wounded. President Obama became the first sitting U.S. president to visit a federal prison, part of a push for fairer justice system and prison reform. Traveled Thursday to a prison in the state of Oklahoma.
We've got to be able to distinguish between dangerous individuals who need to be incapacitated and incarcerated versus young people who are in an environment in which they are adapting. But if given different opportunities, a different vision of life, could be thriving the way we are.
President Obama, powerful tropical storm battering western Japan, bringing strong winds, torrential rains. It's killed at least two. Tens of thousands have been warned to evacuate.
That's the latest world news from VOA.